This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 11th. God's word for you today is right turn. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 16, verse 25 to 26, which says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. By the grace of God, we have entered the season of our turning point, and God will bring about a turning point for good in every life in the name of Jesus. From the spiritual standpoint, at every turning point, there is the point of praise. Your point of praise will happen beginning now in the name of Jesus. Our anchor text over the next few days is Acts 16, verse 16 to 40. Please study it. When you read this portion of scripture, the first thing you will notice is that Paul, Silas, Luke, who was writing, and some other followers of Jesus were present. Then Paul, exasperated by the demon-possessed girl, addressed the demon within the girl, and the Bible says that it instantly left her. For everyone reading this today and is under demonic oppression, we speak to those demons in the name of Jesus. We command you to come out of them now in the mighty name of Jesus. The next thing we see is that when trouble came, only Paul and Silas were left on the scene. What happened to Luke and to the others? Paul and Silas got into trouble with people that were politically, financially, legally, and physically stronger than them, and they were held in captivity. But God set Paul and Silas free. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everybody here facing a stronger opposition, you will prevail over that stronger opposition in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes we look at ourselves and at our situations and we wonder, how can these things be? God has sent me to you that it will cause there to be a turning point in your life for good in the name of Jesus. Paul and Silas's experience was a classic example of a turnaround situation. Note that their situation turned around at the point of praise. The word of God says that it was at midnight when Paul and Silas began to praise God that the whole situation changed. Midnight literally means the transition between night and day. Midnight is when night begins to give way to day. Midnight is usually the darkest part of the day. Figuratively, it is the same also. What is called the midnight hour is the time when things are roughest, where things are toughest. For those reading this today that are in that rough and tough situation in their lives, God has asked me to tell you in the name of Jesus that weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5b. Please read. Weeping may last through the night, but weeping will not continue to the morning, because joy is coming in the morning. What transforms weeping to joy is the midnight hour. Midnight is supposed to last for 1 hour normally, but there are people that have been in the midnight situation for 1 year, 3 years, and even longer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the turning point for good has come. Your midnight will give birth to your day, and your joy will come with the day. Let us pray. Father, I praise you because my turnaround, my turning point is here. Let everything that represents midnight in my life begin to give way today to joy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.